Good morning. It's Bob Perot with you, and a very, very special guest joining us today via Zoom. It is the one and only Sue Foley, an incredible guitarist, musician, vocalist, all rolled into one. Sue, welcome to Lake 88.
Well, hello. It's good to be here.
It is so nice to be speaking with you. And really, people in this listening area are going to be able to see you. You have a big show coming up Monday, October 23rd. 7 o'clock at the Oakfield Rugby Park. You pretty excited about that?
I'm super excited. Bob, I don't know if you know, but I have family in Perth. I have a long history in Perth. I lived in Perth for a long time, raised my son there. So yeah, it's a homecoming and lots of friends, and it's going to be a solo acoustic show. It's the only one I'm doing on this tour because we're actually launching a live album with the band. So my band will be in Perth with me, so they may jump up there for something too. But yeah, it's going to be a blast.
Yeah, for sure. And I knew that you had a history in Perth and in Ottawa as well. We have that in common. I mean, I was born and raised most of my life in Ottawa. Then I came out this way, and I just love it. It's just a beautiful area, isn't it?
Oh, it's so beautiful, and it's the prettiest place in Ontario. What can we say? The Valley, baby.
Yeah,
I'm all about it.
you're not going to get an argument from me, that's for sure.
No.
So the show is called One Guitar Woman. Tell us about it.
So One Guitar Woman, it's a project I've been working on for literally decades. It's a tribute to women guitar players. The whole project encompasses a huge amount of research and scholarly research included. I'm getting my PhD on the subject of women in guitar, but I've also been working on a book for a number of years. I've got an album coming out early next year. It's a solo project mainly, and it's a tribute to the pioneering women of guitars. And these are the women. I'm a guitar player, been a lead guitar player my whole career, and these are the women who really paved the way for me and the women whose footsteps I walk in. So my heroes.
That's awesome. I mean, you're not only a guitar player, you're an elite guitar player, and it's incredible that you get to go up there and share your inspiration with others. It will no doubt inspire people who are in the audience too. Is that sort of a happy byproduct?
Super happy byproduct. I find, a lot of people don't, especially women, don't gravitate to guitar culture. Most guitar culture is very male oriented. But I think with something like this, women really feel like, hey, we have a place in this. We have a history, and there's a big story here, and we're included in this story, in the history of guitar, like really important figures who really made huge impacts in guitar culture, in their own cultures and their musical genres. It's really a fascinating trip, and I think a lot of people are inspired by it.
What have been some of your favorite collaborations over the years, Sue? I mean, you've done so many.
Well, I mean, one of my favorites is it happens around Christmas here in Austin, and that's called the Jungle Show. I do a show with Jimmy Vaughn and Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top and Chris Layton, the original drummer from Double Trouble, Stevie Ray Vaughan's band, and Mike Flanagan. We're sort of a little super group. So we do that once a year only. So it's coming up in December. So that's a big show we do down here in Austin right during the holidays. Being able to play with, Jimmy Vaughan and Billy Gibbons has been huge. And geez, I've gotten to play with so many great people, men and women, tour with great blues artists my whole career. I mean, we'd be here for a while talking about them all, but there's just, I'm basically a dedicated blues player. And in Ottawa too, Tony D is one of my great friends, and Monkey Junk are great friends, and there's so many great people in Canada as well,
Awesome. Well, we're really excited to have you coming back home. We're happy to share you with the rest of the world for a while here and now. Okay. But it's always nice when you come back home. And the show is again Monday, October 23rd. One Guitar Woman is coming up at the Oakfield Rugby Park. You can get tickets at eventbrite.ca. Sue, you want people to come out, don't you?
I certainly want people to come out, and just so they know, we're doing the NAC on Saturday, October 21st, but that show is sold out. So if people want to catch me, that is the place. In the Valley, it's got to be that Perth gig on the 23rd, and then we move on. So come on out.
It's such an intimate gig too. Like, it's not, I mean, don't get me wrong, those big, big stage concerts and all that are awesome, but when you can see an artist of your caliber and in a more intimate setting, it's just incredible too.
It really is. It's going to be really special for me. So I'm super excited about it. I hope people, you know, I know they've sold a lot of tickets already, but there's probably a few left. So come on.
Yeah. All right. Well, Sue, thank you so much for speaking with us today. I really appreciate it.
All right, Bob, you have a great day. We'll see you soon.
That you will. Sue Foley, again, the show is coming up Monday, October 23rd at Oakfield Rugby Park. It's One Guitar Woman. Go to eventbrite.ca now because tickets will sell out pretty quick. Here is Sue Foley from the album Ice Queen. It is Come to Me on Lake 88.1.